It's Wednesday, March 8th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The cost of technical debt, 86% of IT executives impacted in the last 12 months. Maryland lawmaker withdraws bill on the four-day work week, citing concerns over tax credits. And CrowdStrike report finds 95% increase in cloud exploitation cases in 2022, with Chinese cyber espionage groups leading the charge. This is the business of tech. Let's talk about technical debt. Technical debt has become the number two issue for IT executives, as found in a recent IDG Foundry survey. A majority at 86% report having been impacted by technical debt in the last 12 months. The survey's authors define technical debt as, quote, the measure of the cost of reworking a solution caused by choosing an easy yet limited solution. The fallout from technical debt included 43% citing the limited ability to innovate, 41% mentioning difficulty meeting SLAs, and 37% reporting outages and downtime. On the flip side, Deloitte has some data around those businesses that define a digital strategy. The market valuation was 2 times higher among companies with alignment between technology and strategy compared to non-aligned counterparts. Despite the upside to transformation, just 44% of companies have a high maturity related to digital strategy. Ultimately, the top-performing businesses define a digital strategy, align tech with that strategy, and can commit to digital change, resulting in a 5% higher market valuation. Why do we care? Technical debt is something organizations of all sizes have to address, and too many ignore it. The advice here is to dedicate a portion of resources at all level, daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, to address it as a continuous change process rather than letting it build to make it more painful. And do you know what that sounds like? A service. I recently covered a Maryland lawmaker who introduced a bill to investigate the four-day work week. Well, he's withdrawn the bill, but not because he doesn't believe in it. It's because of the tax credits. Quoting from the Baltimore Banner, the decision, the Montgomery County Democrat said, comes after consultation with his colleagues about the bill's approach to luring businesses to participate by offering tax credits. Instead, he may seek funding to study the issue in the budget lawmakers are writing now. Quote, there is a legitimate question about the tax credits, Stewart said of the incentives. He plans to introduce something next year and is considering working with the Department of Labor to create their own study. While I'm looking at benefits, child and family care remain top priorities for people considering job opportunities per the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. That said, I did want to highlight how interviews with the team at the 4-Day Work Week Global cite specifically that smaller companies are taking up the 4-Day Work Week as a reason to attract talent. And a final thought. This is from the NextWeb. Studies show that remote employees work more hours overall than those based in an office per part or all of the week. Remote workers put in an extra 8.7 hours per week on average compared to their office-based colleagues who average 6.5% extra hours. But the real flexibility? The non-linear workday, essentially allowing remote workers to work on their own schedule instead of following the traditional 9-to-5 model. Why do we care? For all the difficulties of the labor market, smaller companies continue to have an opportunity here to be agile and flexible. I'll note that the lawmaker didn't back off because it's a bad idea. He backed off because of how the study was being funded. Can you switch to a task-based management system? Managed services are supposed to be about outcomes, not about time. That means it should be about tasks, not time. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's all right here. I'm sure I'll have more security to cover this week. That said, I didn't want a CrowdStrike report to get stale or miss the warning. Threat actors are increasingly targeting cloud services and moving beyond malware to conduct digital operations, according to a report by CrowdStrike. The firm found that, quote, the number of observed cloud exploitation cases grew by 95% year over year in 2022, with threat actors using a broad array of tactics, techniques, and procedures, such as misconfigurations, credential theft, and the like, to compromise critical business data and applications in the cloud. Cyber espionage groups affiliated with the Chinese government account for a growing share of these overall attacks. That means attacks exploiting cloud systems nearly doubled in 2022, and the number of hacking groups that can target the cloud tripled last year. Why do we care? Yesterday, I mentioned the changes in the type of management products to consider for the future. Well, here's why. The needs of the cloud are different from those of on-prem, and the threats are too. The enemy is getting smarter, so factor that into your plans. PCmatic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust, default-deny foundation. Finally, a lightweight, simple-to-deploy, and easy-to-manage approach to application allow listing. The perfect complement to your current security stack. No minimums and no annual contracts. Find out more about it by visiting PCmatic.com/MSP today. Thanks for listening. Today, International Women's Day. So let's make sure to recognize that, particularly in an industry where we need more diversity. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.